We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Chris. Yeah, who knew this bomb was about to go
Chris,
off?
This thing escalated kind of quickly, didn't it?
You know, guys, it's just, it's the darndest thing that I think I've ever seen. So this is where we are. Welcome to college football in 2021.
Whew, man. I mean, it went from, what would you think about to, we're having an emergency meeting to figure out what's going to happen to the remnants of the Big 12 and Oklahoma and Texas leave. What?
Well, the one part of this, guys, that I don't think people have really, I haven't heard anybody really talk about it much, is where does Fox stand on this deal? Because Fox has the television rights to the Big 12. Now, you take Texas and Oklahoma out of that, that deal is not worth a whole lot.
All right, so I saw this, Chris. Texas and Oklahoma both have to pay, I think, $76 million apiece to get out, okay? That
wow.
Sounds like – but you – and Chris, chump change compared to what they're going to make.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so they'll pay $76 million. Yeah, we got you. We'll pay it.
My question is this, Chris. I mean, and I know you probably don't know the answer to this, but with college football season right around the corner, and if this potentially happens this year, what are we potentially looking at as far as alignment is concerned?
I don't think they can do it this year. I just don't see any way. Schedules are set. There's no way they could pull this off this year.
I don't even think next year, right?
Next year would be tough. I think we're probably looking at 23, 24, maybe 25 before something like this happens. I don't think they could do it on short notice just because of the way the scheduling is set up. And the SEC is going to have to figure out, I think, with, once you make the move to go to 16, then I think you probably end up having to go to 9 conference games. And it wouldn't shock me, guys, if at that point in time they don't do away with the SEC East and the SEC West, and then what we end up with is just the top two teams playing in the SEC championship game every year, rather than an East representative and a West representative.
Yeah, it's hard to say how it's going to all kind of shake out here. Yeah, I would think, from what I've read, 2023 is when they can break the TV deal, the SEC. And since that's the year that I believe, Chris, because one conference commissioner, I don't know if it was Greg Sankey, but let's just say I'm not going to say it was. I don't know who it was. Told CBS that when it came to the 12-team playoff, because they said, is it going to be 2025? And he said sooner than that. So I think this is all coinciding now. It seems that stars are lining up. 2023 will be the first year of the 12-team playoff. It'll be the first year of Oklahoma and Texas in the new expanded SEC, and that's when all these television dollars are going to flow in. This is why I was talking about Twitter. This is never going to happen. These teams are going to vote against it. Again, you're going to be fired if you're an athletic director who votes against the idea of expanding your television revenue, just your base television revenue, from $44 million a year to $80 million. I mean, you're going to be fired on the spot, so stop it.
Well, again, I know that the Texas A&M people, they're not real happy about it. And they're not mad necessarily at Texas. I think Texas A&M is mad at the SEC for considering this. And John, as you know, Georgia, South Carolina, and Florida have long had a pact that they would not vote to to allow a second team from a state to enter the SEC. They came to that agreement, you know, some years back. Florida didn't want Florida State in. Georgia has no interest in seeing Georgia Tech in it. And South Carolina certainly doesn't want to see Clemson come into the SEC. So, you know, there's that factor that is going to be a part of this. Are they willing to kind of break that pact and go with the rest? Here's what I do know. Whenever it does get announced, it will be a 14-0 vote. Because that's just how the SEC does things. Now, it may privately, behind closed doors, there may be some gnashing of teeth going on. But when Greg Sankey steps out and has a press conference about it, it will be a 14-0 vote. At least that's the way it'll be presented to everybody else, because that's how the SEC does things. There's a lot that's going to have to be worked through still before this thing. I think a lot of people are kind of taking it from the standpoint of open, and this is a pretty simple, you extend the invitation, it gets approved, and everything's going to be hunky-dory. I think there's still a lot of stuff that's going to have to be worked through before this thing is done. And I can't help but remember, and John, I know you'll remember this because you were talking about it on national radio at the time, and I can't remember now if it was either 2010 or 2011 when the story was Texas was going to the Pac-12. And that was a done deal. Texas is going to the Pac-12. Well, that never happened. So because of that, I can't help but just, you know, pump the brakes a little bit on you know, people that are already drawing up how the alignment would be and what the schedule would be and who the permanent opponents for both teams would be and all this. I still think back to, you know, 10, 11 years ago and the situation in the Pac-12 that never came to be. And I still have as snooty as Texas is, they are the snootiest university in the country. There is no doubt. I still question whether or not Texas is willing to come to the SEC and accept the same amount of money that Vanderbilt gets, because in the SEC, that's how they do things. Vandy gets the same money that Alabama gets. And part of the reason why Texas has stayed in the Big 12 is because they've been able to kind of push people around. Heck, that's why Texas A&M and Missouri left, was to get away from Texas.
The Pac-12 back then didn't have an emergency meeting. I'm just saying, the Big 12 is scared to death. Wow, what a story here that is rocking college football. And I mentioned to Hugh that, if you're the ACC, you better hang on to your hat, because this gets approved and suddenly the Big Ten is going to be on the phone with teams like Virginia and North Carolina. So, you know, hang on.
Well, there's two teams that I think have always kind of been the wild card when it comes to conference expansion. Texas is one, and Notre Dame is the other. And so, you know, those are kind of the two that I think the two big pieces that everybody would like to have. So now, is this enough to spur Notre Dame to join a conference, if this is where we're headed with these 16-team mega conferences? Would this be enough to get to lure Notre Dame into the ACC finally? And I don't think that the SEC is the only one that Texas, at least Texas, phoned. I would be shocked that if we don't find out that Texas has tried to call the Big Ten as well. Because those are the two conferences that make the most money. The Big Ten actually makes a little more per school than the SEC does, because of their TV contract and the success of the Big Ten network.
It's amazing. It's hard to keep up with. The landscape changing so fast. Playoff changes so fast. What was your setting this story aside? What do you think, Chris, was your big number one takeaway from SEC Media Days?
You set this story aside. I mean, I think it was kind of two of the things that we thought coming in, and then one that was a surprise. The two that we knew would be a big story would be the COVID protocols and also name, image, and likeness. And just, you know, again, I think I told you guys earlier in the week that, you know, Jordan Davis of Georgia got up there and he basically said, I don't have an NIL deal and I don't really understand it. It's a lot. And I think to hear a college athlete come out and say, hey, I'm still – I don't know that I'm quite comfortable with this thing yet. I thought that was pretty profound. And then, you know, the one shock was to hear Greg Sankey come out and talk about forfeits, that if you're not able to play, then you're going to forfeit games because they have not made allowances in the schedule for makeup games this year. So if you have an outbreak on your team and you're not able to play, it will go down as a forfeit. And it'd be, I think that's a scary thought for a lot of teams is that for COVID to be what cost you a shot at playing in the SEC championship game or making the college football playoff.
Great work, Chris. Do appreciate all the things you did for us this week. Thank you very much.
And have a safe trip
guys.
Home.
I appreciate it. Yeah, you guys have a great weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.